So at the Cornwall Works Conference, looking at mental health, particularly in people over 50, but it sort of covers all sorts of areas. Now, Ruby Wax has been giving the main presentation. Just tell me where your interest in mental health issues comes from.
Mostly from myself. I have mental health issues, so I wanted to figure out a way of dealing with it. And there's nothing better than talking to other people, so that's why I'm into this. I want to find a cure.
A cure for yourself. Now, why did you come to England? There was a reason you came to England.
Oh, that's about 200 years ago when I wanted to be an actress. It was misguided. It was insane. But, you know, it's like winning in Vegas. It worked out.
There was a little message. I saw there was some artwork being done as you were speaking with all the little messages.
I didn't see it.
Well, one of the things says you came to England to get away from crazy people.
Oh, yeah, I said that in the monologue. Yeah, I did. I came to get away from my parents. I actually did, but that didn't keep me away. What kept me away was I liked the English. They had the irony that I was looking for.
Okay, so what is the message you've been trying to get across to people here who've been looking at a whole range of mental health issues? I mean, depression comes up a lot, doesn't it?
Depression comes up, but, you know, everybody's on a spectrum. So whether you have anxiety or think we're all pretty much on a spectrum, or OCD, it's the same illness. We're not divided into boxes. So my message is to break the stigma, you got to realize there is no such thing as a mental disease. This is physical. So there's no reason why we should be discriminated against when people who have cancer get all the sympathy in the world.
Okay, so, I mean, when someone is suffering from depression or mental health, and how does it manifest itself physically with people?
Well, as I said in there, you shouldn't use the word depression because it's nothing about being depressed. You literally are, well, I said before, in a coma. There's no memory. Your mouth is dry, like mine. Your hair, you know, your skin, everything changes. So there's a difference between melancholia, where, you know, you broke up with your boyfriend, and somebody who really out of the blue is unable to move. So let's not get those confused.
One of the other little things I noticed is that people should adopt some of the little tools and the messages that the gay movement has made use of to become reborn.
No, what I said about the gay movement is in my lifetime they had the shame and they were stigmatized. But through bravery, they all came out. And now the laws, you can't discriminate. So it's the same thing with mental illness. People are hunkered down. They're ashamed. They don't want to be, you know, accused of being self-indulgent. And I said, learn from the gay movement. I mean, of course, it's not a mental disorder. But, you know, by uniting, by making a loud noise, the laws were changed.
What do you think is a message to employers in Britain about helping people who work with them or for them if they're suffering from some issue?
Right. Well, there's one in four, so your workforce is bigger. You know the numbers. There's a $200 billion lost every year in this country because of absenteeism and of people just missing in action. So if they sort of said, okay, you're ill now, go away, and come back like any other illness, they will have people devoted to them for the rest of their life. I mean, I don't have it. I have it once every 5 years. You want to lose my work power in those 5 years? Or let me go?
Now, you have decided to take this a step further. You're studying at Oxford, aren't you? Just tell me about that.
Well, that's actually how the brain functions, and cognitive therapy, how thinking is, especially when you're ill. A lot of people think whatever I think is reality. Well, I love that we're now picking it apart. It's just the recordings, and actually that can be backed by neuroscience. So I find that really interesting. I don't have to say, oh, I made this up or Freud told me. You can actually see it.
And do you find a lot of inspiration for comedy at Oxford?
Well, I'm writing my dissertation, and then I'm turning it into a one-woman show. So, yeah. Everybody wants to know how the mind works.
What sort of things have made you laugh about this whole study in the recent weeks?
Nothing makes me laugh. It's that I can take my lines about how, you know, evolution affects us and how it's really screwed us, too, and I can make that funny. I don't laugh ha-ha to myself. I'm just talking about taking lines and re-editing them. The human situation's funny.
Okay. And if you're going to give someone one bit of advice about their own personal mental health, what would you say?
Meet somebody else with exactly what you've got, and you won't feel so alone.